everyone can come up with their favourite aphorisms that best summarise the way that they try to live their life. The five below are a selection of those by famous figures and are both of their time and timeless.
In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. Sun Tzu.
Written by a prominent Chinese military strategist around the 5th century BC, the art of war has had a huge influence on Eastern and Western military thinking, business tactics, legal strategy, and lifestyles. It combines psychological tools with proactive ones and asserts that all warfare and competition is based on deception.
Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Oscar Wilde.
Arguably the master of the English aphorism was an Irish poet and playwright who, in the 19th century, achieved great fame among London's high society with works such as The Importance of Being Earnest. Yet, a homosexual affair with a prominent aristocrat led to imprisonment and self-exile in France, where he died in poverty.
Apologize. To lay the foundation for a future offence. Ambrose Bierce.
Written over three decades by the American Civil War soldier and writer Ambrose Bierce, the satirical definitions compiled in 1911's The Devil's Dictionary appeared first as a series of instalments for magazines and newspapers. Bierce's insights into the selfish yet well-meaning nature of the human being are as profound as they are witty.
If you make a mistake and do not correct it, this is called a mistake. Confucius.
The enigmatic Chinese philosopher Confucius was born around 551 BC in present-day Shandong Province, China. According to some, he was a member of a royal family of the Chou dynasty, but others say he was born into poverty. This pays testament to his classless wisdom that holds patience with oneself to be a fundamental virtue.
To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt was one of America's most inspirational figures. Combining common sense with encouragement and self-support, she spoke up for American women in particular who were struggling to support their families during the Great Depression. But her words empower all.